Oh, that is shuffle every day.
Lisa is on a
jukebox.
Yeah, she's like thinks that she's fucking jukebox today or something, and it's
mildly annoying.
I'm trying to love her, but it's like when you. It's like when if you have a child and they're like singing the same annoying thing over and over and over again. That's a little bit how it feels. It's about dad time. Oh, now she's yawning. She doesn't want to be here.
You know the episode of Scrubs where she has the like temporal lobe tumor or something? It's the temporal, yeah? And they call it a musical?
Yeah. Yeah. What do they call that? I always think about diagnoses because they're like anosmia. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's a totally different episode.
It is.
Okay. Anyway.
Cut that. Now I hate myself.
Good. At least we're even. How have you been?
No, how was Japan?
God forbid I ask you first. Japan was good, but can I have more specific questions? Because I've had that many people be like, how was Japan? And they just reply, it was amazing.
Okay, you know? Whenever anyone was like, oh, Lisa's in Japan, I was like, yeah, she just looks like she's trying random food for the sake of eating every single food item in Japan.
Yeah.
Like genuinely every TikTok, but also
I 6 to 8 times a day.
I know there was more than what was in the TikToks going in your mouth.
Oh, I tried really hard to pretty much record everything.
It looked like were you just eating to eat? Like you were eating to try to consume. You were eating to taste.
I certainly wasn't eating because I was hungry, but do I ever?
Yeah.
I eat because I'm hungry, but I also eat for fun.
Yeah.
And I was sort of eating for fun and like professionally.
Professionally career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was so fun.
I was gonna ask, did you buy anything? And then I remembered, hell's yeah. Tell us about the coat.
Yeah, I haven't unpacked it yet. But
do you have any photos of it on?
No.
Oh good.
I haven't looked at it since the day I bought it.
Where's it from?
I couldn't tell you.
This is a good segment.
I know.
Everyone wants a coat.
I bought like a camely coloured light-ish wool coat because I don't have one. I've looked for one for ages, kept not being able to find one I wanted. And then Brenton saw one in the store and he was like, this is cool. And I was like, it is cool. And then I was like, nah, it's too expensive. And he's like, try it on. And then I tried it on and he was like, it's really cool. And then he's like, you should buy it because it's a classic and it's something that's like, you know, when you find the one, buy it. So I did. It wasn't that crazy expensive for a wool coat, but it wasn't cheap and it wasn't the smallest item.
I was
going to
say,
then
you had to carry it home.
Yeah, in the luggage.
Yeah.
We went slim pickings. We packed a big suitcase, like one of the biggest ones that you can buy. Do they have a limit on like the biggest suitcase you can put on something?
I don't know, but when you say we packed a suitcase, I'm already concerned.
We packed a big suitcase.
To the two of you packed into one suitcase.
Yeah, and then we took a travel size carry-on, but we checked that. So we had one of the biggest ones you can get before it's oversized luggage, and then a carry-on. And it was autumn, so like I took two jumpers. I took one jumper.
I guess you're only gone for 5 days, but
6 days.
Sorry,
six days and two half days, whatever.
I could not. I go to Mornington for a weekend with a regular size luggage and a small luggage.
Well, when we went to stay in Abbotsford, I packed more than I packed for Japan.
Yeah. Okay.
I packed the perfect amount. I packed so well.
Yeah, good on you. Good on you.
Yeah. And I literally only packed like stripes, beige and black. Yeah. And then I had a black bag with me. So then I only packed black shoes. And then everything just went. I capsule wardrobed it.
That's good. I guess as well, when you're going away for a trip like that, it's like you're not going for any other purpose.
Yeah. I don't have to take like a wedding outfit with me.
Exactly. And then you're not like, oh, and I'm seeing all these people. And so I need different outfits for when I see different people. You can wear the same thing 5 days in a row and no one would notice.
Except TikTok.
Yeah.
But no, it was good. And Brenton, I was like, make sure you don't take everything with you because we know that you're going to buy. And he didn't buy that much, but he still bought some stuff. And then because I didn't buy that much because I couldn't find any shoes because they laughed every time I was like, do you have these in a 40? And they were like, hee, no. I bought a bag at the airport on the way home because the yen was stronger than like any other currency in the world. So to buy a Gucci bag, it was cheaper to buy it in Japan than any other place in the world. at that time.
Justified.
And tax off. So I got $1,100 off what it would cost if I went to Chadston and bought it.
Wow.
Yeah. So Brenton was like, buy it. And I was like, wow, okay, this is two bad encouraging moments in a month. And then he goes, and you can sell it when you get home if you don't want it anymore for the same price.
Valid, as what
you
bought. Valid point. That's why people buy things when they travel.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
It was also like I budgeted a certain amount for the trip and the bag was like $30 less than the amount I had on my travel card.
Oh.
So I was like,
oh, I spend it. Makes sense. Yeah.
I must spend it.
Yes.
So yeah.
That's great.
Yep.
Would you go again?
Yeah, but we've been twice in, like it was our first trip before lockdown. So if we went back next time, we'd probably do Osaka and Kyoto and way less time in Tokyo because we've done a lot of it recently. Mm. It's the best. If you've got young kids, I think it's pretty good to go. If you've only got a short time, it's good to go because there's no time difference. It's like 1 or 2 hours depending on daylight savings and stuff. And the flight's like super doable.
Yeah.
On the way home, we flew from Japan at like 6 p.m. and landed at 6 a.m. here.
Oh, that
so
works.
9 hours and then whatever. Yeah, so I took 2 Finnegans.
Yeah.
Snodded off to Dreamland and arrived back.
That's amazing.
I didn't watch
and
a single.
And then you were right as rain yeah. when you got home.
Yeah. That I didn't watch good. A single like in-flight entertainment and thank God I didn't because I watched the only things that I could tolerate on the way there.
Yeah.
And I'm talking I watched Big Bang Theory. It was not because it was like half Japanese TV, half, and they had like 2 episodes. Like I was like, oh my god, they've got Sex and the City, second thing, whatever that's called, yeah. and they had and 2 episodes like of it. Yeah, but like not the first ones. So I was like, I can't randomly watch that.
That's annoying.
It was so weird. And our first plane was a bit prehistoric, but the second one was better.
It's always a bit concerning when you get on a prehistoric plane, especially after you've been on good ones for a while, and yeah. you're like, oh. They've updated all the planes now. It's been a while since I've flown and they've updated all the planes. And then you get on one, you're like, oh, no, they have not.
Yeah. This one had like...
This is a shite hole.
And set in the 80s energy. It was strange. And then also I was trying to watch my screen, but the chick in front of me had reclined, but I didn't feel like reclining yet. And like, I know plane seats are small, but I'd forgotten that like the screen was in my eyes.
Yeah.
The screen was in my eyes. And I forget that if you try and like... eat before the person's like put their thing yeah. up. I was like, I've always There's remembered no them being small, but the reclining, it was like my face space that it was taking up because I was so close awful. To the screen. I had yeah. to recline purely so that my eyes weren't, I could only see a centimeter of the screen because I was so zoomed in.
But then don't you feel awful because they've reclined fully. So then you're like, okay, I don't want to recline fully because I need to eat my food and I'm going to ruin the person's meal behind me if I recline fully. So therefore I'll recline 10% of the way and I'll eat like a chicken, like a T-Rex with my tiny arms.
They do normally come around and tell everyone to go up. And yeah, I think they did.
People ignore.
It was like I'd try and get my water bottle out of the seat pocket, but I couldn't because my knees were touching the seat pocket and the screen was touching my eyes.
Question for you. Are you a aisle seater or a window seater?
I don't...
Or a middle seater.
I don't like looking out the window on a plane.
Oh, how come?
For takeoff and landing, when you have to have the window open, I find it incredibly scary.
Okay.
I hate looking out the window when landing.
Oh.
I'm quite a nervous lander. I watched like one video once where a plane like burst into flames as it landed on the tarmac or something.
Oh.
And I don't know if it was even real or if it was like a video on The Simpsons or something, but that's what I imagine every
time I
land.
I do recall that on The Simpsons.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's what has happened. And then I also really hate when you land, but you're going really fast.
Yeah.
That's like my least favorite part of landing. Anyway, yeah. So I don't like to look out the window. So I had previously always given Brenton the window seat, but I got window both times this time. And I think it might be because I can sleep quite well on the edge of the window.
Yeah.
And I think Brenton can sleep okay either way. Like when he's on the window seat, he doesn't use the window to sleep.
Mm. I do.
But I would cop middle if it's like a 3 or 4 thing. I would be the one next to the random because I'm smaller.
Oh, that's good.
So I would take
that
as sacrifice.
That's good of you. I don't. Adrian's friendlier.
Oh, yeah, I hate that. Don't talk to me at the start because then I'm stuck next to you forever.
Also, I like to recline on the window as you did, and then I like to put my feet on Adrian's lap when he's sitting in the middle. And so
he lets you take the whole thing. Yeah. I turn sideways too. I pivot and put become my legs a little up.
Pretzel and I yes. pretzel over him for comfort.
I don't know. Brenton has let me on his space, but we put the arm
Adrian doesn't have a say in the matter.
I try. Sometimes I lean on him and he's like, okay, I want to enjoy life too.
Adrian.
But no, help. Yes, I put my legs up and sort of sit like cross-legged in the chair.
Yeah. Glad we had this chat.
Beauty news.
Oh, yeah.
Did you want to answer my question about how are you or just move on?
I'm fine. I'm actually having a bit of like a miserable week.
It's the weather, isn't it?
It's the weather.
It's pathetic fallacy.
I think it's like the moon.
Oh, no.
I honestly feel a little bit like I'm a bit more emotional when there's a new moon. Okay. And there is a new moon tonight and I've been fucking miserable today. You know when you're going through a time where you just feel a bit bad about everything? You just feel a bit bad about yourself, a bit bad about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I feel right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I hate my hair. I hate my life.
But you had really good hair like 2 weeks ago for Loz's birthday. So
it was great.
Yeah.
Until I realized that it's not been cut very well. And now I hate it. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's how I'm feeling. That's fucking miserable of me.
So miserable. I'm doing a KX challenge at the moment. So yes. It's interesting because Conceiving It All has been talking about how she's always been an intuitive exerciser and I'm the same, but she's trying to do routine now and it's actually been really good for her. And I think it's nice that I'm like, you know, actually booking in lots, but I'm like, oh, it's really it takes up a lot of your time when you don't just do things when you want to and like you have to do it anyway.
Mm. Do you do morning Pilates or are you an evening Pilates?
I prefer morning, but I will do both. But I always want to like cancel if it's not. An 8:30 class is my favorite and I can do that twice a week because I start at 10 o'clock on Mondays and Fridays.
That's quite good, yeah.
And I used to be able to do that when I did like late shifts. An 8:30 class is amazing because if you wake up naturally early, I could like walk the dog or go for a run or whatever before Pilates.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, today I did 6 a.m. Not all heroes wear capes. Came home, went for a run. And then started work by 8 a.m. But I didn't have to drive into the office.
You are insane. You are superwoman. That's humanly not possible for me.
And then but I did go to bed at like 9:30 that night. And I felt really good because I was like, oh, I don't want to wake up 5:45. But I slept through beautifully. And then the day before that, I woke up at 5:40 and I did just a quick little 3K on the treadmill and then I drove to work by 8. But I got to leave home at 7. God forbid I leave at 7:10 and it will take 30 minutes longer.
Yeah, because that work traffic gets you. Yeah.
The definition of an exponential graph.
That used to be how it was for me when I drove to Albert Park. It was like, it's always 7, I need it? To leave at 7 because if I leave 5 minutes after that, the whole day is 20 out. Minutes longer. I will never make it to work on time. Yeah. Anyway. This week we're talking about beauty news, which is exciting. We haven't done that in a very long time.
We've got amazing news about our favourite place.
More specific?
Adore Beauty.
Yes. Not to get us cancelled or anything.
Place is weird. I was going to say place on the internet, but I just couldn't be bothered finishing the sentence. And now look how much extra talking I've had to do to recover from that.
There's a couple of things that are happening in Adore Beauty Land this week,
let's talk about them.
Let's. They have launched Dior Beauty.
Oh my god, amazing.
Adore Dior.
J'adore Beauty.
Yeah.
They should have done something like that.
Well, they were too busy launching their own brand.
Mm. Also, they don't come up with their own ideas. They'll do that after they hear it on here. Ayo.
You heard it here first, everybody. I can log this in your receipts file. Anyway, Ab Lab.
I hate it when you say it like that.
I think it's, I'm A-B not sure lab? If it's AB lab, like A-B-L-A-B, because it's all, now I want to say like ablabia.
And now it looks like ABBA.
Yes, it does. Ablab.
Baba. Is that the imitation band?
Oh, I thought you meant Baba like the elephant.
That's Baba. Very different.
So they've launched AB lab. Ab lab, like ab fab, is my assumption. Ab lab.
Yeah.
But no one knows because it's just written, and that's the issue with writing and the English language in particular. So it's a new house brand and skincare. It's skincare. It's SPFs.
At the moment, it's exclusively sun care, right? Or like skincare with SPF, secondary sunscreens or primary sunscreens?
It's primary sunscreens because they're SPF 50s. So okay. It's a dewy sun mix SPF 50 with vitamin C and then a barrier boost mineral sun cream SPF 50.
Oh, 50 mineral. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. She's thick.
Yeah. We say with absolutely no reference to the actual product itself. Scroll up for me.
Sure.
Thank you, ma'am.
It's interesting. It looks like they took this photo in their car park.
No, I was thinking polished concrete floor of the like
office. They've taken it on the floor, for sure.
There's something... Okay, thank you, because there's something budget about it. Like, it's not giving luxe, and it's not giving... Like, this is a big deal. Like, think when Mecca Max launched. Think when the kit thing launched.
Yep.
I just feel like this is not launched in the way that you would think, and it's probably because Adore Beauty is... a retailer, right? And people shop on Adore Beauty because they're like, oh, I can get my such and such there. They're not loyal to Adore Beauty, and that's why this is not exciting and not hitting. And also, they clearly haven't done quite as much work on
they've done pushing no promotion
it. Yeah, what's up with that?
They've got I'm on the email list. I didn't even get an email about it today, but their Instagram account has approximately 503 followers. It's just undercooked. It's an undercooked launch.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Because I feel like the Adore Beauty articles do really well. Like, Amy Clark is awesome. She always publishes good stuff. Her face is always in my Facebook feed because they get, like, the catchy... She's,
like, one of the only people that I know of that works at Adore Beauty other than, like, Hannah Ferguson and, like, the only name that I can recall,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. And, like, I like those kind of... things like
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I like reading those, and I like getting to know the face, and now I have probably like a parasocial relationship. Like, oh yeah, I know Amy Clark.
Yeah.
She follows the pod on Instagram. We're friends.
Does she?
I think so.
Oh, God,
I hope I didn't make that up. Anyway, but like... I'm sure she's done a post about it, but I just feel like why hasn't that entered my, it just hasn't entered my feed. I don't feel like, you know, Fashion Journal hasn't posted about it, Broadsheet hasn't posted about it. Don't they post about these type of things?
It's just interesting to me that they've launched it. I mean, obviously the plan is that this is them, it's the first foray into their own house brand.
Yeah.
And that's why they've gone and made their own Instagram account for it and blah, blah, blah. Mm. But I think what they haven't done is enough of the pre-work to launch this own brand. Like, they haven't leveraged the Adore Beauty brand enough to get this to where it needed to
Absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely. And I do think it's interesting that the first thing they did was sunscreen, given that...
But it's going into summer, so it makes sense.
Yeah, but their direct competitor, I would say Mecca, is... Like, that was the Mecca Cosmetica Kohl product was the sunscreen, right? Yeah. And so it's like a direct attack, not attack, you know, a tit for tat, some may say.
Yes.
But then I also feel like they know how well Ultraviolet does because they stock it.
Yes.
And they campaign it and celebrate it a lot.
Yeah.
So then why are you going to go do that?
I guess the only thing that I can think of is probably because SPF is a under fulfilled category. There's always space for more.
That's true.
And they've got the power that they need to have to produce an SPF.
Hmm.
I suspect that's the reason. I will say about the packaging that It's giving
Inky List.
Yeah, or like
meets the Chanel.
The Byredo hairspray perfumes. $39.95 for the Sun Milk 75ml, mm-hmm. which has a push pump packaging, and it's got the SPF, the vitamin C in it. And the mineral sun cream is $39.95 again for a 75ml. Okay. So it's reasonable pricing. It's on par with ultraviolet pricing.
That's the thing. I was thinking that they might go into like a different price point or something to try and, I don't know, whatever. I'll see what they do next.
Let's.
Shopbop has also launched beauty.
Yeah.
Exclusively premium.
Yes.
We're talking Hue. We're talking Orbe. We're talking
Augustina Spada.
Yeah. It's like Net-a-Porter beauty category, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Laura Mercier, Kevin Aucoin.
It looks a lot like Alchemist. Cult beauty. I just feel like beauty's so accessible these days.
I know. But the other day I wanted to buy a cardigan from Reformation.
Yes.
And because I was on the Net-a-Porter website, I was like, oh, my Sarah Chapman thing's like gone weirdly thick. And then I was like, I'll buy another one while I'm there. And then it will get me free express shipping.
Yeah.
It arrived today, actually. So, like, I get it because it means that they could get people while they're on there being like, oh, I need my Laura Mercier tinted moisturizer anyway.
Yeah. The add to cart value is the, yeah.
And so I think I like prefer this, like brands, you know, bringing in beauty where they haven't before, as opposed to like just more beauty brands everywhere. But I guess at some point everything's going to be available everywhere. And then what will be the difference?
The only difference will be
the loyalty programs we've talked about this.
Exactly.
Before.
And the exclusivity.
Yeah.
Mecca holds on to specific products that aren't retailed anywhere else. Yeah. And that's the benefit.
But I think that's like a quite a Mecca specific thing because you don't see
it's that nowhere happening. Else.
Oh, you know who else does do that? Ulta. Ulta does Ulta exclusives.
That's true, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not the Shopbop thing. They don't ship outside of the US with their beauty products yet, so it's really nothing more to be spoken about. One thing that is really interesting that's happened or happening at the moment, TikTok is launching fulfillment centers in the US, which is curious. Essentially, what this means is that they're trying to take on Amazon when it comes to fulfillment and distribution of products. I imagine in every category like Amazon does. The only thing they're not doing is shipping. So essentially they're going to be creating a TikTok marketplace where brands can sell on TikTok and then they just do their own distribution. Similar to like the Iconic when you go on and it ships, like you'll order 5 things and 4 of them will ship in different packages because they're coming direct from the brand rather than coming from the Iconic's warehouse. That's the vibe.
And I assume that it will be easy to shop through
the app.
TikTok directly.
Yes.
Because I'm like, I would totally make mini, like what if we were like, we're over the podcast, whatever, but like, let's record our faves, non-beauty faves, whatever, in a 3-minute TikTok.
Yeah.
And then link them in the TikTok store and have them so accessible like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I get that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not dissimilar to what Instagram has tried to do.
Oh yeah, that's sort of plateaued.
The influencer store situation where influencers could add products to their own stores, but it's the store's products. The influencers just—it's you've put it really well before when you said that Amazon does it with the storefronts from influencers and things who create like they curate all their favorite products and they put them in their own storefront on Amazon, and you can go and shop their things
all in one place, and then it may or may not be dispatched from the same place.
And they may or may not be getting affiliate credits and dollars for their promotions.
But
as they should be, I guess. Yeah. It's super interesting. I am intrigued by the fact that they're choosing to do it and take it on in America first.
Everything happens in America first.
Why would it not happen in China first?
Why would it?
Because TikTok's Chinese.
But isn't TikTok banned in China? I just went to Google, like, and it's just masturbation in birds. Thank God I wasn't in public there.
Such a bold title.
Ariel Bold. TikTok does not operate in China.
At all.
It has a different name. TikTok is owned by ByteDance, whose founder is Chinese and has offices in China. Instead, users can download a twin app, Douyin.
Huh.
Douyin features restrictions such as blocks on international content and limits on children's usage.
Seems less fun.
Seems less traumatic, but way less fun.
Anyway, I don't know where we were going with this. Oh, TikTok, why have they done it in the US first? Take on Amazon, obviously.
Yeah, and it's the epicenter of the world, right?
I guess so. They're about to go into a big recession, though, so maybe it will be a big fail.
Maybe.
Anyway, next up in beauty news, I wanted to talk about this thing. Have you seen these green boxes that are floating around from beauty brands this week?
Nope.
Well, there's a campaign that's happening. It's called Everybody. A whole bunch of beauty brands have come together to create a campaign called the Everybody campaign.
Did you say that?
Yeah. It's run in partnership with a not-for-profit called Sister Song.
Uh-huh.
And the purpose of it is that all of the profits of these green products are going towards funding the overturning Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
So it's a campaign to fund abortion access, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
35 beauty brands, many of whom you will know, including Keys, The Outset, Necessaire, Elf, I don't know who else.
Some of them aren't as green as what I would want.
Yeah, some of them have just stuck green stickers on because they don't have packaging, I guess. Like these products aren't in boxes, which is why they can't do it.
But what's the top left one? Like I can't even see a scrap of green on that.
It's called Slather Topicals. I've never heard of them.
Hmm.
I am impressed by how quickly all of these brands worked. Like the Roe versus Wade thing, yes, it happened a couple of months ago now. But for them to all come together and produce this campaign at the speed at which they have is very impressive.
On a negative Nancy note, it kind of makes you realize how easy it is for brands to do those like collabs with influencers and like, I've made this curated box for you. And it's like, no, here's what they needed. They needed to do this. Yes.
So
special packaging for Caroline Hirons. No, they just put a yellow sticker on it.
There's a really good article in Vanity Fair about it, which I do recommend you read if you're interested in this. I'll put it in the show notes, as I should. So, yes, 100% of the proceeds are benefiting Sister Song. They said timing was one of the biggest hurdles, and obviously the goal was they had to get this out before the midterm elections, and they've just in the nick of time bloody done it, I tell you that much.
They've bloody done it.
I mean, yep. Small batch skincare, well people, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I think it's good awareness.
Yeah, I like that. It's an interesting campaign. The shade of green is nice.
Yes.
It'd be nice if you did want multiples of those products and then you put them in a shelfie because it would just look all really nice cute together. Yeah.
They said they're already talking about how everybody is going to continue beyond this iteration. Apparently, Simpson, who is the CEO, is accustomed to the long game of reproductive justice. And she said the proceeds from Everybody will allow the organization to plant deeper roots into the key states of Kentucky, Georgia, and North Carolina.
Okay.
Anyway, very, very good
cause.
A very good campaign, a very well-executed campaign. I love to see it.
Mm. A gold star from us.
Yes.
I forgot to mention I came to this appointment from a Botox appointment.
This appointment. She hates it that much, guys.
Like last week or the week before or something, I was like, oh, I'm so off. And then I was like, oh, kidding, I've got food poisoning. But like, it's been like a month now and I still don't have my brain back.
Yes, you do.
But why do I sound like a dumb bitch?
Because you're 50% of your brain, 75% of your brain is occupied by that house in Heathmont that you want to buy. And the other 25% is 20%
about
is songs.
Damn time. Yeah.
5% is this podcast.
Yeah.
That's where you're at.
That's it.
So you're not a dumb bitch.
Also,
just preoccupied bitch.
Wait, was today the day that I woke up at 5:45? It is. Oh my god! And I went. So I woke up. Wait, is it? Was that today? Yeah. So today I woke up at 5:45 and then I went for a run and then I worked. And then in my lunch break, I went to an open for inspection and then I came home and then I worked. And then as soon as I finished, I went to another open for inspection. And then from that open for inspection, I went to my Botox appointment and then I came here. So it has actually been a long day. No wonder I've got literally one ticking cell left in my brain.
Yeah.
So at the Botox appointment, I didn't have Amy, which was weird. And no one told me about it, but whatever. It's okay, I guess. I had another man and I didn't take in his name because I was bamboozled because I was like, you're not Amy. Anyway, he was a doctor and he had cute Seth Cohen energy and he, oh, I can't, I'm going to say it, it's going to sound weird. He pulled out this vibrating thing. Whoa, was that Janice from Friends or what?
Ew.
Anyway. He put this vibrating thing on my face while he was doing the injections and I didn't feel them because he's like, it confuses like the sensory and the pain pathways and whatnot. And it was
so good.
Amazing. And I was like, that was awesome.
I wish
Thank
that
you.
I have had the vibrating thing. I want it next time.
It really worked. And like,
you've got bruises. I will tell
he
you.
He was like, oh, I was like, I bruise like a peach. And he was like, oh. You haven't even bled on me. I don't reckon you're bruised. Like, he's thinking, like, he's, like, better than Amy. And yeah. I'm like, I'll let you know.
You've just got the pinprick bruises at
yeah,
this point.
Yeah, but it's been 1 hour. So, yeah. Absolutely, I'll wake up tomorrow with bruising.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was interesting. Like, it works. I said, is this, like, what pregnant people feel or, like, people in labor feel when they put their TENS machine on? Because
yes.
It is working.
It's a zap. That's what a TENS machine is. It, like, zaps you to trick you.
It's working.
Yeah, it's good. Good to know.
Yeah.
And other beauty news this week. We have a lot to get through and we're only 38 minutes.
Okay, well, let's just skip over the rest.
No, these things are important.
Okay.
GoTo Christmas
yeah.
is happening and their campaign partnered with Billy Justice Thompson to draw the cute little goodies, all the GoTo goodies, on the side of the packaging, which is gorgeous. And I'm literally going to cut them out and use them as bookmarks because it's going to be adorable.
Gorgeous.
They're also launching, and I don't know if this is under embargo, so it might be cut out in post, a candle that's going to smell like Fancy Face, which I'm very excited about.
Mm.
And they'll have the big Face Hero oil again.
Mm.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
We
What's
like
next?
This. You know what else I'm really enjoying about Christmas advent calendars this year? Lots of brands are doing 12 days of Christmas rather than 25 days of Christmas. And I feel that it's a better price point.
Mm.
Not as fun, but a better price point and less wasteful.
Yeah.
I'm seeing better things in the 12 days calendars than sometimes is put in the 25 days because they always have to throw in like shit gifts.
Yeah. You could buy 2 12s.
Yeah. Then you'd have 24 and then you'd be like right on time for Christmas to get all your gifts on Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next up in beauty news, Lala B has closed.
Yeah.
Closed. Gone. Goodbye.
Finito. Another one bites the dust.
They were a mecca brand too, weren't they? At Mecca, not
they
a Mecca.
They were, weren't they? They got the big fancy packaging, the expensive packaging that was like the same components
Heavy.
That Fluff used.
Yes. Yes.
Mm.
I miss that.
Mm.
I never bought one.
I thought
but
you
I wish
think
I did.
You did. Oh, okay. I thought you had one. I think you bought one because you were influenced by Alana Rama. Anyway, we haven't got the time in this episode to discuss that.
They were in business for 7 years.
Oh, that's so sad.
It is.
They could have got long service leave.
They probably did. And then they were like, let's shut down.
Mm.
That was a good holiday. Okay. And look, I'm willing to call it there.
What's the rest?
Kosas Foundation launched in Oz.
Oh, yes. Which is great news. Absolutely great news.
Have you tried yet?
No. I was going to ask Josh for it. And then I was like, don't ask Josh for it, you bitch. Just go buy it. But then they didn't have any of my shades. And then we forgot. And it's great news, but we're just a little bit late on that. But yes.
It's getting very good feedback.
Yeah.
And last piece of beauty news, Diptyque is opening a UK flagship boutique in London.
I can't wait to see TikToks of that.
It's going to be so bougie. Oh my gosh, imagine the Christmas things. Just a whole store of spinning fans.
Has Diptyque Christmas launched yet? I think it's coming soon. At this point in time, it hasn't launched, but I can't wait. Can't wait. Time to get out the pine candles, bitches.
Oh, finally. Okay. Bye. Thank you, everyone who tuned into this week's episode after what was an interesting previous two ago.
Yep. And shout out to
Shout out to everyone who listened to it, who I didn't want to listen to it that week.
Yeah. Professional brands, employees, enemies,
Just everyone. And we only got, I said at the end of that episode, and if you like listening to Poo and Survivor, slide into our DMs and tell us.
We got one text.
Well, yeah, from my sister. Yeah,
biological.
It doesn't count.
And she only listened to half. All right, we're going. Bye.
Bye.